We continue our learning Le'ilu Nishmas, David ben Menachem, Rishon Chaim Yaakov, and B'tichos Leo. We're in Yevamos Parakei, Mishnah Vav. Now, in the previous Mishnah, we spoke about a case. The Mishnah was speaking about Cholatz v'Cholatz, Cholatz v'Asamamar. He did Chalitza, then gave her a get, gave Chalitza, then Baal. So, in all of those cases, the Mishnah had said at the end, Ein Achar Chalitza Klum. The Mishnah taught us that when the first act that was performed was Chalitza, no further act has any legal significance. Chalitza of these, and that would mean that if the Chalitza, let's say, of the first Almana, that will end the whole Yibum Zika, and therefore any other acts have no meaning whatsoever. The Mishnah also had said Baal Ubal, or Baal Vasamamar, and it went through the same list, and the Mishnah didn't comment about that at all. So the halacha, the reason why Mishnah doesn't do so is because it's the same thing as Chalitza, meaning the Mishnah was speaking about Chalitza and preferred to speak about Chalitza, which allows the Yavama then to marry anyone, and not mention Bia, not mention Yibam, but it's the same thing. Just like the Chalitza of the first widow is of the first Almana, when you have these two tzaros, will end the Yibam attachment, and any subsequent Yibam act will have no meaning whatsoever. So Yibam is the same thing. So the same day in the previous mission, we said Ein Achar Chalitza Klum, we'd say Ein Achar Yibam Klum as well. The last mission of discussion is these topics is this Mishnah Vav now, the last Mishnah of our Perek. Chalatz va'asa mamar. Here you have a case where the Yavam first performed Chalitza with the Yavama, and then on the same woman performed either mamar or divorced her or had Bia with her. So, and we're going back to the case, not where there are two almanos, but there's only one yavama. So again, chalatz va'asa mamar, nasan geru baal. So once again, he performed chalitza the yavam, and then he either gave her a get, gave her mamar, or gave her a get, or had bia, which means he wanted to perform yibam. Oh, baal va'asa mamar, v'nasan get v'chalatz. Or a different order, he had Bia with her, which is Yibam. Then he gave her Mamar. Then, or gave her Mamar. Or he gave her a get. Or he did Chalitza. So, different order. But the point is that the first case is, we're talking about one Yavama. He did Chalitza. And then he did Mamar. Or he did Chalitza. And then he gave her a get. Or he did Chalitza. And gave her Bia. So, and that's case one. Or you have a case where, no, the first thing he did was Baal, he did Yibam. And then after the Yibam, he did Mamar. Or after the Bia, he gave her a get. Or after the Bia, he did Chalitza. So says the Mishnah, Ein Achar Chalitza Klum. Chalitza ends the Yibum attachment completely, the whole Zika. And therefore, any Mamar or Get or Yibum that's performed at Chalitza is not going to be effective. And this is true, Bein Batchila, Bein Baemtza, and Bein Basof. So what does this mean? So we're dealing with Chalitza. Ein Achar Chalitza Klum means, Batchila means like this, the rule that no Yibum act is going to be effective after Chalitza, right? No, on Mamar or Yibum or giving a get, that's what we mean by Yibum act. The fact that none of those will work, will be effective after Chalitza, is true whether the Chalitza was the first of those acts to be performed or the second or the third. And that's what it means. So, Bein Matchila, Bein Baemtza. The rule applies when the Chalitza was performed in the middle, which means, let's say, between divorce and giving Mamar, the Yavam gave that's what it means. The Yavam, let's say, gave the Yavama a get, and then performed Chalitza, and then performed Mamar with this, and they did Mamar with the other Almana. Nothing can take effect after the Chalitza, and therefore the Almana, the Tzara, the co-widow, doesn't need any divorce for the Mamar, because that's Mamar is meaningless. Why is the Mamar meaningless? Because although there was a get first, after that, it was Chalitza. So the Mamar that's given after the Chalitza is meaningless. Once you do Chalitza, everybody is released. And Bein Basof, that's also true in the Chalitza at the end, meaning there was a Mamar and a get, And now there's the chalitza. The chalitza is final. If the Yavam, let's say, would perform mamar again afterwards, so he wouldn't be required to give a get for that mamar, because that's mamar means absolutely nothing. If mamar was performed first and only then chalitza, then of course you need a get in order to undo the mamar. V'ha be'ila. So now let's talk, that was all chalitza. What about be'ila? What about bia? What about yibum? So here it says, bizman shi batchila ein achareha klum. When it came to chalitza, makes no difference where the chalitza is. We say after the chalitza, lo klum, nothing has any legal significance. No yibum act has any legal significance. Mamar, get, bia, nothing. But when it comes to bia, when it comes to yibum, so now if it's batchila, when yibum was the first act, so ein achareha klum. So we know that that bia ends the whole yibum zika, and they're completely married. So if there was a mamar done afterwards, the chalitza done afterwards, that's meaningless. And the yavama, therefore, if they did that, would be able to marry a kohen after the yavam dies, because if the yavam would pass away, because the chalitza would be meaningless. A divorce after yibum, however, obviously means that would end their marriage, but there was obviously that has nothing to do with yibum. But that's all where the bia was done by tchila. But emsa uvasof yeshara achare akum. But where the bia comes between, let's say, a get and mamar, let's say you had three women, three almanos. The first he divorced, and then he performed yibum with the second, and then he did mamar with the third. So this is that's a case where it's ba'emsa or vasof. Let's say the bia came after the divorce of one yavama and after the mamar of the second yavama. So in that case, that's basof. Then the act that's performed after the bia will be effective. So take, for example, if the bia was in the middle, meaning there was a get, and then there was bia, and it was followed by mamar, the mamar is going to be valid. And the yavam cannot marry the relatives of the family, and the yavam can't marry the of the yavamo with whom the mamar was performed. Not only that, and in this case, and where the bia was at the end, meaning it was preceded by both get and mamar, even if the yavama, who was taken as yibum, through yibum, still had, there's still some connection after the bia, and she would therefore need a get and chalitza. Now, mido raisa, true, nothing really is needed after yibum, but nonetheless, the chachamim said that after, in a case where the yibum came after get, that it's not going to end the yibum. What were they afraid of? You did yibum. But because the get preceded it, this is what we're afraid of. The chachamim were afraid that if the yibum after a get would be effective in knocking out the whole yibum zika. So someone who doesn't know may think, yibum can be performed after chalitza also. And let's say, take the example where, let's say, bia after mamar would be effective in knocking out the yibum connection. People will make a mistake and assume that yibum with one yivama can be performed after yibum with her tzara, with her koyivama, which of course is not allowed. And therefore, when it comes to bia, if it's betrila, you do the yibum first, ein acharei klum. But if it's ba'emtza uvasof, if the bia, the yibum, is somewhere in between the mamar and the get, or maybe at the end or afterwards, yeshara acharei klum, anything that happens afterwards does have effect. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, achas be'ila v'achas chalitza, bein matzchila, bein ba'emtza, bein masof, ein acharei klum. Basically, Nechemya disagrees with what we just said. He says it's very simple. After bia and chalitza, ein acharei klum, he's not afraid that we're going to be after all, the Torah says that a chalitza is effective in ending the yibum attachment. So Rabbi Nechemya feels that people aren't going to confuse yibum after divorce with yibum after chalitza. So since yibum, everybody knows midoraisa is effective in ending yibum. So if that's the case, we don't have to worry. People aren't going to confuse yibum after mamar with yibum after yibum. And therefore, ein acharei klum. Once you do bia after, whether it's bia first, chalitza first, and it makes a difference if it's first or in the middle or the end, ein acharei klum. We begin the sixth parak. Habal yavimto. Now we're talking about the mitzvah of yibum in general. So here, interestingly, the Mishnah says, the halacha is that bein b'shogeg, bein b'zeid, bein b'onus, bein b'ratzon. The Mishnah is going to tell us that the Yavama is acquired. So Yavam lived with his Yavama, fulfilling the mitzvah of the Torah. But let's say he did a b'shogeg, meaning, what's b'shogeg? How do you do b'shogeg? So the possibility is, Bartunu says, kisavar isha acheresi. He mistook the Yavama for someone else. Maybe he thought it was his own wife or someone else. He didn't realize it was the Yavama. He's Konahar anyway. And Beim Emezid. What does it mean? He knew it was his Yavama, but the Yavama had no intention of performing the mitzvah, just doing it for his nus purposes. Nonetheless, it's effective. Beim Ones. That means the Yavam, he was forced to have it, have Bia, meaning he was living, having Bia with his wife, and is taken and forced to have Bia with the Yavama. That's case of Ones. Beim Baratzon. So then the Gemara says, we usually throw Ones and Ratzon together. Obviously, Baratzon is appropriate. He has the will to do so, and has the kavana to do so. Of course, that will be effective. Afilu hu shogeg v'himizida hu meizid v'hishogeges. It would be true either way. The even act is valid, not only in the cases we gave when only the Yavam had a mistake, or let's say he was a maze or whatever it is. Same thing is true where, let's say, both sides don't have the Ratzon. The Yavam, let's say, was Shogeg. He thought the widow was someone else, and she was not acting for the sake of mitzvah. She is thinking of Znus. So both of them are doing something that's not appropriate. Either way, that's going to work. And same thing, who mazed v'hi shogegas, or who anus v'hi lo anusa. He is forced and she's not. He anusa v'hu lo anus, or she is and he is not. Either way, they're konen. Then the Mishnah says, echad ha-ma'orav, echad ha-gomer kare. Now we're speaking about the Bia act itself. So it makes no difference whether the intimacy here was only partial penetration, or total. Makes no difference. Even Me'ore is also considered effective for the Yibum. Either way, the woman is going to be acquired. Then the Mishnah says, V'lo chalak bin Bia l'Bia. And that's also true if the Yibum is accomplished and she becomes his wife, whether it was natural or natural as well. And that's derived from the Torah, where we have comparisons between different types of Bia. And it's true that the Torah, when the Torah speaks about Yibum, obviously the purpose of Yibum is for the Yavam now to establish the name, Yakum al Shem Achiv Hames, his brother's name. And obviously the point is to have children. And therefore, you would say, unnatural Bia, why should that be a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Yibum? So the answer is no. When we say Yakum al Shem Achiv, the idea is that the Yavim and the Yavama have to be capable of having children. She can't be an islandess, let's say. He can't be a Saris. But it doesn't mean that the Yibum act itself needs to be capable of producing a child. And that's why even Bia that's unnatural is considered Bia nonetheless. And this is derived by Tanua, quote, Bein Bia Kedaka, Bein Bia Shalok Kedaka, Dechsev Mishkevei Isha. In plural, it's in Vayikra Chav, Mishkevei, Magid HaKosav Sheshtei Mishkavos Yesh Bisha. Two types of mishkavos, two types of bia, and both will be considered effective. So in all of these cases where there's ones, shogeg, whatever it is, in all these cases he's acquired her for bia for yibum purposes, in the sense that she becomes his full-fledged wife. So the mitzvah of yibum has been fulfilled, maybe not ideally, but certainly it has been fulfilled. And that way the yibum zika is ended. Let's say if you're talking about soros, so the freedom you marry. If you want it, he wants to release her from this marriage. Chalitza, you don't do. You do. You're going to do a rather give her a get, and also the Yavam is going to inherit the deceased brother's property. All the halacha lamasa that indeed all these types of yibum are considered effective.